Ricky Rutledge, Mentor. All
right. East Side staying east there, huh?
And we're back at Dina's Pizza
and pub
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we had picks coming fast and furious. We are finishing up the forward position.
The forwards. We're here at the Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League All-Star Draft.
Senior All-Star Draft.
Correct. Seniors from all of the teams here in the different divisions being selected here. Seniors from each team represented. You know, it's really fun and cool to see what this league does in each division, you know, supporting the seniors that will probably remember this, you know, their whole life. And, you know, they had a great season already playing this league and now a chance to play at Quicken Loans Arena. Pretty cool. And now we go back to the board. It's the wine selection.
Justin Post, Nordonia.
Nordonia Knight, Justin Post coming off the board. Mm. 29 points on the year. 11 goals, 18 assists.
Very nice.
Keep in mind these stats are for league play.
Right, regular season play.
Sarah Coyne from Brooklyn.
Go.
Sarah Coyne.
Try to Brooklyn.
Very impressive.
Fast and furious here.
Jake Gregory, Lakewood.
The Rangers.
Jake Gregory.
We have two players left in the on the draft.
You know, for Sarah Coyne, the only girl playing here, and she had 4 points on the year, 2 goals and 2 assists. And, you know, playing in her all-star game here.
Uh-oh.
We're down.
Last two here.
To the last few forwards.
Shout out to my sister's school, the Brush High Arcs, Matt Cornett.
Oh, shout out to the family. Good call by the coach there.
Matt leaves.
And Matt, he had
the wine squad with
Tyler Rude, Garfield Heights.
Tyler Rude is this year's version of Mr. Irrelevant for the draft.
But he's not irrelevant.
Not irrelevant.
No.
He's a senior all-star. We appreciate it.
That's right.
Someone wants to talk about what's going on with Mr. Rude, or are we from
He's usually in between the pipes in the crease. He is actually donning the forward gear, and he's skating out for the All-Star game.
Awesome. Good for him.
Very
cool. Look
forward
to seeing that.
And that's all the forwards now.
I believe that's it.
All right, and that does it.
That does it for our draft.
That completes the draft. Thank you all for attending it and putting the time and effort into it. So.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you very much.
That concludes the draft.
That concludes the...
Now, what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to post it and then communicate it out to the league.
Joe Simon going over final instructions to the coaches.
Pretty successful draft, I would think.
Very, very quick. Yep. Went through. They knew who they wanted.
We reserve the right to switch guys, switch teams.
And... Again, this is next Friday.
At the queue.
At the queue.
Already speculating on some possible trade talk.
So congratulations to all these seniors. You know, not only did they have great years that they'll remember, they're also all-stars. So.
And they're going to get to play one last game with some familiar faces and some new faces maybe they don't really know or they once viewed as opponents. Definitely going to be interesting and a fun game to watch. So if you want to get down there and maybe take the family to a Monsters game and get down there a little bit early and watch some of the premier high school athletes play a little hockey. Welcome, Ed Dick, back to the
Ed, nice job.
To the mothership.
Covering.
Thank you.
Just a rapid fire draft up there.
And yeah, they weren't messing around, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, they were not.
Coach Babcock's from Cleveland Heights, the Barron Cup 2 winner was definitely not messing around. As soon as Coach Bartley picked, he was right up there with his next pick.
And, you know, I think, you know, I'd be interested to ask some of these coaches, you know, how tough it is. Like we talked about picking their own players and going through and knowing a lot about these players. And they have a lot of great information. The Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League, this all-star draft is at Dina's Pizza and Pub in Brooklyn. And, you know, some of the information they gave us on all these players with stats and information with some of these players, it's very cool what they do in this league, supporting the players and the teams. And you know, it's fun to see, especially us who are learning more and more about the game of hockey and this league.
Well, and when you know, high school hockey isn't covered by you know, local news outlets all that much. You really only hear about it once it's like the state finals and all that stuff.
Right.
But to actually see what goes into these leagues, stuff like this, they have an all-star game that's at the Cube. You know, this is a pretty big deal. And I think it's good to get the awareness of these leagues out there. They've been around for a very long time.
Yep.
And there is a, you know, when we talked to Joe when we were at the Barron Cup not too long ago, you know, he said, you know, that this area, Cleveland, is kind of good for hockey.
Yep.
High school hockey. I mean, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players out here, and it's just quite something you don't hear about it. So it's cool to come and actually come to an event like this and actually see what goes into it, see the players. And there are some good players out there.
Yeah, you got some players that have racked up a very, very impressive point total.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had one of the players had 40 goals in league, and that's in league play.
Yeah,
all the stats we gave, you know, tonight were just in league play.
Yeah.
Not tournament action as well.
So you can really see how, you know, we kind of made light of it, but it with all that talent, it goes back to the fact that, you know, it's kind of like you have so much of a choice that you really can't, you know, make that decision almost. It's almost like, hey, I got, you know, who do I pick, Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or something like that from that standpoint. So, you know, these coaches really did do their homework, and they sat there and they talked with each other and made the right decision. I mean, obviously it's an exhibition game, but there's still that competitive fire that most people have.
Well, I think when you look at these games, you know, you want a competitive, fun game for
absolutely
all these kids, you know, and I think it's fun, obviously, when it's close. You know, they're going to score some goals. You know, it's probably always fun when it's close. But, you know, it's always fun to see these all-star games, the best talent, you know, especially in the senior, you know, for the seniors to play. And it's going to be a lot of fun at the Cue.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can maybe get one of the coaches on real quick. See if they can just talk about, you know, the draft and kind of their strategy and basically how fun it was for them.
Yeah, like I said, get some strategy, what we were thinking. I mean, we talked about keeping teammates together, you know, having that established familiarity with your squad. Though, as you're blending in so many kids to each team, you have 26 players per team here.
And one of the things is, when you were over there covering, I mentioned some of these kids were, you know, fierce competitors with the others. So it's almost like, you know, and in the grand scheme of things, sportsmanship is a big thing, and you want to make sure all the kids, you know, get along. But when you play, you know, all those games against one another, and you're out there hitting on the boards and stuff like that, it gets very difficult to, you know, kind of maybe turn that switch and say, this guy was my enemy, or this lady was my enemy, and now he's my teammate for a game, which is, you know, I guess maybe something they're used to. So,
pretty good.
Just give us 1 second here. We do have Matt Bartley, the Shaker Heights Red Raiders head coach, and the coach for Team Wine. Very good making your selections tonight, Coach. How did you think you drafted your team?
I think we did well. I mean, there's a lot of good players out there, and it was kind of funny for a while. You know, Eddie Babcock's from Heights, drafted first, but then everyone after him I kind of took right before him. So,
yeah.
So I think that tells us we did all right if he's shaking his head, you know, go and shoot every single time I took one of the guys. So.
Well, now you guys defeated Hudson in the championship in the championship game. Now, does that hinder your selection? I mean, can you take Hudson players, or is that tough? Are you like, oh man, I don't.
Well, we took a few. We actually took, I know at least one. I think our goalie and a, yeah, and a defenseman
was,
for sure.
One of the first picks.
Yeah, they. No, I mean they're a good team. Obviously, that's why they got there against us, and that's, you know, seeing them three times this year. Obviously, some of their kids I got a good look at, and you know they had a talented team. I coached here for 6 years.
Okay.
From 2006 to 2006 to 2012, I coached at Hudson. So
okay.
Why there aren't any kids that are still there, I still kind of know some of them through their siblings and whatnot. So.
Yeah, you guys went 10-1-1 during the regular season and then won the championship. Talk a little bit about your season and, you know, how was that for you guys, winning the championship and also being so successful during the regular season?
I mean, it was nice to get the win. You know, there's been many years that, you know, we've got good teams at Shaker, even when I wasn't coaching there, that, you know, just didn't have the best of luck in the Barron Cup. The last time Shaker won was actually when I played my senior year of high school in 2001. We won four in a row my freshman through senior year, and then after that they kind of went in a long drought for 15 years. So it was kind of nice to, you know, get the Barron Cup back. And, you know, we had a couple kids in the team this year, Peter Schick and a couple others, that between them and their siblings, you know, they've won state titles but never won a Barron Cup. So, you know, I think that he was just as excited for that this year as the state tournament was for him a few years ago, and got a little bragging rights on his older brother now, never won one. So.
Very cool.
We'll talk about some of the players that you guys have that you have coming back next year.
We'll be strong next year. You know, we lose five solid seniors. The way our line's kind of shaked up, you're losing a first, second, and third line player. You know, our seniors kind of were spread through the lineup, and you're going to lose our top defensive pair. And Milgram and Townsend, who were solid all year for us. You know, so that's obviously going to be tough to replace them. But, you know, we're bringing back a lot of very good players. The majority of our scoring is coming back. And we have some good younger players that I think may not saw the ice much in games this year, but I think come next year they're going to be ready to step up and, you know, take over the, you know, gaps that we left from them leaving.
And, you know, during the year, you had a chance to see all kinds of talent. You know, with this All-Star game, is that an opportunity even during the year? Do you remember certain players that maybe had a good game against you guys and you're like, you know, I like him on my All-Star team? Do you remember those guys?
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of different players over the course of the year. You know, not coaching in the red, I don't see it some of the other players. So, to be honest, it's going to be fun to see some of these other seniors that I really didn't get much of a chance to see this year. Some you might have saw, you know, if you get to the rink early for a game and they're playing before or something like that, or some of the Barron Cup games I caught a little bit, but you know, our schedule is just so busy, it's tough to kind of see everyone throughout the year. So it's going to be nice to see a few of the faces that you know, may not get to see play as much during the year. But I mean, with that said, I mean, there's obviously a few kids you play against, you remember. You know, Ganley at Hudson had a couple really nice games against us. You know, Zach Mandry is a great player. You know, so there's obviously a few that stick out. But I think I'm more excited to see those, you know, those players that I never really got much of a chance to see.
Now going coaching an All-Star game, is it difficult for you to, you know, you have so much talent there, everybody's going to play. Is it tough to coach an All-Star game, or what is that like?
It'll be fun. I think that, you know, from my experience, when I was a senior, we beat Padua in the state title. And I actually played in the All-Star game with two players from Padua on the same line against the goalie that I scored the last goal of the game
on.
And I actually scored on him. And the two players that are on my line, the Padua guys, were kind of rubbing it in. Like, kick can stop in the All-Star game either. I already let him score in the same finals. So. You kind of look at – a game like this as a fun chance for them to kind of come together, and you know, they enjoy playing, you know, travel pre post hockey with each other, and I think that they're looking forward to it. It's gonna be something exciting. I don't think it's something you need to take too serious. Most of them are there because they're good players anyway. They work hard, so I know they're gonna go out there and skate hard for you. So I think you can kind of let them have a little bit of fun and enjoy it.
Excellent. How about the you know, as you're building your program, how important is it to get the kids into a youth program? Does Shaker have a strong youth program that you can kind of build from to get when by the time they get up to the varsity level, they're ready to roll?
Yeah, I mean, Shaker has a nice youth program. We, you know, tend to move a lot of our players through Shaker. It's not everyone. You know, CSC, Cleveland Skating Club, there's a few that play there. You know, randomly of players that might play for other programs, travel here and there. This year, our freshmen, you know, probably about at least half came from Shaker's youth program. So it's helpful to see those kids come up. They get excited just because, you know, they're playing for Shaker Youth Hockey and they kind of look up to the varsity guys like they're rock stars. And, you know, it's kind of the goal where they want to get when they get older. Mm-hmm. So I think having that connection is important. You know, I try to involve myself with the youth hockey. You know, not just for Shaker. I mean, I coach, you know, kids when I help out with the Shaker youth teams. I'm coaching players that I well know aren't going to play for me. But for me, I think just helping to build youth hockey in general and supporting youth hockey in general is the most important thing. You know, while you want to build your program, obviously I care about the game as a whole. And, you know, whether I'm coaching kids that are going to play at Hudson or Solon or Shaker, I think it's important just to get everyone into good quality youth programs because, you know, the better the youth program is at Shaker, it's not just going to feed my team. It's going to make other teams around us better, too, and just grow the game in general.
I think that's a great outlook. And it seems like the league, the Barron Cup and the Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League has grown. And I think you're seeing it, you know, 30, I think they said 32 teams in the league, and it's really grown each and every year. So, you know, we've enjoyed covering you guys, and we're learning more and more, obviously, about the game of hockey in this league. So we appreciate you guys having us. And Matt, we appreciate you coming on our show and talking to us a little bit.
Congratulations. You're welcome.
Congratulations.
As well.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Matt Bartley, the high school head coach of the Shaker Heights Red Raiders hockey team. They won the North Division 10-1-1 record, and they also defeated Hudson to be crowned champions in their division. So I want to thank him for joining us. And want to thank the Greater Cleveland High School Hockey League for having us out at Dina's in Brooklyn. It was a fun All-Star draft that has now ended. And again, next Friday is the All-Star game at Quicken Loans Arena.
Looking ahead, we have a event that we are covering, correct?
That's true.
The annual, I guess now,
Team Strongsville
event.
At the Strongsville Rec Center.
Yeah, we'll be at Z's Cream and Bean, March 30th?
March 30th.
We'll talk about the event that's going to happen on April 2nd, opening day.
Yep. Be good to get back to Z's. We haven't been there in a while. So.
That's right.
It's going to be fun.
I haven't been there in a while. You guys have been there more than I have.
That's right. Well, hopefully you can make it, Sean.
Should be able to.
I want to thank Z's Cream and Bean, too, for having us out there. It's always a good time. So try to get out there and join us. At any last parting words?
This is a great event. And,
it is.
If you're a fan of hockey, definitely head out to the queue on next Friday. 4 o'clock is
the All-Star game.
Is the All-Star game. So.
And then you can go to the Monsters game and then open skate after.
Yep.
And also they have deals, I think, on hot dogs and everything.
One, two, three, I believe, is the deal there next
$1 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beers is what they told me.
Equal good time.
Which slow down on the $3 beers if you're going to do the skate afterward. That's just my own opinion.
$3
chocolate milks for Duffy.
Please, $3 chocolate milks.
All right, for Ed Dick, Sean Duffy, Josh Duffy, I'm Rob Troutman. We're Sports On Tap, part of the NEO Sports Insiders Network. Thanks for joining us.